This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An attacker stabbed 8 people today in Jordan, mostly foreign visitors. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Jordanian officials say the attacker knifed a number of tourists and their tour guide at the ancient city of Jerash, a popular archaeological site in northern Jordan. The country's public security directorate says the attacker also stabbed a policeman who tried to stop him. The wounded were taken to hospital and the attacker arrested. A national newspaper reports the tourists were Mexican and suffered serious wounds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg today commemorated the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Outside Berlin's NATO offices, he said both Germany and the alliance had made immense progress over the past 3 decades.
And standing here today in front of these pieces of the Berlin Wall is the time to remember how far we have come. Together in just a generation. A city, a country, a continent, our transatlantic alliance transformed.
United Nations inspectors are in Iran in the wake of Tehran's announcement that it's injecting uranium gas into centrifuges at one of its nuclear sites. It's the latest move away from the six-nation Iran nuclear accord, which the United States abandoned well over a year ago. The injection process is designed to speed up the production of high-grade nuclear material from uranium. President Trump has approved an expanded U.S. military mission to secure oil fields in eastern Syria. Under the new plan, troops will protect a large swath of land controlled by Syrian Kurdish fighters. That swath stretches nearly 150 kilometers. More on this and other stories is available online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican investigators say